Last week on Fobbies of Orange, the Chosen Three ventured through the desert toward the big city of Foreside. We join them this week as they trek across the bridge that will lead them to the magnificent metropolis. Here on...
Fobbies are boring. Whoa! Buildings! Huge buildings!
Wow, that's your right.
Why do I always talk last?
Hey, the roads are funny directions.
Yeah, they're crooked.
Hold on, I can do this. I have a protractor.
Wait, you can actually use those things?
Yep. These roads, they're different.
Enough with the roads! Let's look around while we're here.
There's a sign. Let me measure it with this ruler.
Jeff? Stop.
What does the sign say, Ness?
It says, meeting in progress for Earthbound 2. Actually, it looks like it's been scratched out. Oh, there's something written under it. It says, meeting in progress for Mother 3 localization. But that's scratched out too.
Is there something on the sign that's not scratched out?
Yeah. Under all that, it says, meeting in progress for the persecution of Tomato for the Unified Mother 3 fan translation.
Wow, that's pretty harsh.
I wonder what he did.
Probably giving people what they really want. Darn the government, darn it to heck.
I wonder what's in that building over there.
Which one?
The big one.
They're all big.
The one that says Monopoly on the side.
No, I think that says Monopoly. This must be where they manufacture the game.
I call the cannon.
Whatever, dude, as long as I can have the horse.
I call the shut up.
That's not a piece.
The sign says Monopoly. Anybody who can read can see that.
Maybe that's the game's inventor. We'll never know unless we go check it out.
Actually, the Monopoly board game was created by Charles Darrow. In 1935. He passed away in 76 and is in no way tied to the Monopoly building.
We're not here to talk about evolution. We're here to get in that building, so let's go!
Welcome to the Monopoly building. Can I help you find something?
Yes. Beatrice. We're looking for...
My name is Gertrude.
Oh. But your name tag, it
says... She's dead. I liked her name better.
Then shouldn't you just say your name is Beatrice?
Just tell me what you kids want.
Where do they make the money?
Ness, this isn't the Monopoly building.
Actually, what is this place?
This is the Monopoly building, home to Foreside's great mayor. The building was built in 1926 and contains 48 floors. Floors 2 through 46 have been blocked off for the last 3 years after a series of brutal murders, but floors 47 and 48 are for Monopoly and his assistants. You're welcome to go up to floor 47, but going beyond that could result in certain death.
Great, thank you.
Let's get on that elevator, you guys. This elevator goes to the 47th floor! I'm assuming that's where you want to go.
Are there any other options?
No.
Okay, let's go then.
Excuse me? Are you staring at my hips?
Who, me? No, not at all.
Because I saw you out of the corner of my eye and you were staring at my hips.
They're pretty big.
Yeah, it was him. He was staring at your hips.
I wasn't staring.
You immature little twits! Get out of this elevator! But this is only the 32nd floor. I don't care, get off my elevator, little pervert!
Well, she was rude.
She had big hips.
Look, great! Now we have to take the stairs all the way up to the 47th floor.
Guys?
What's it, Ness?
There's blood on the walls. And the floors. And the ceiling. And on the furniture. And on the doors. And the windows. And the floors.
You said it already.
I think we should go now.
Good idea.
Sure are a lot of steps.
There are, yeah. There are like, what, we have to go all the way up to the 47th?
Get back house.
Jeez.
Okay. Is this the right floor?
I think it is. There's no blood here. Well, at least there's not as much.
I guess there's someone moving over there.
Yeah, they went into that room. Hey, excuse me, what happened? Oh my god.
Oh, I'm sorry, are you nuts? Okay, oh my, okay, oh my god. Oh my god.
What happened here?
I apologize for the mess. There was a Monopoly tournament here, and a few years ago, every week. And in the process, some people were murdered, yada yada, and there's the blood everywhere.
See? I told you this was the Monopoly building.
I'm sorry you had to see it like this. Did the elevator not take you to the 47th floor? That's what it's supposed to do.
We got kicked off by Mrs. Big Hips.
Oh, I'm sorry you had to deal with her. She's a homeless woman who lives in the elevators here. Her name is Beatrice.
Did she used to work here?
Was she ever dead?
Well, she lost her name tag, which is the same thing as losing her job, so she started living in... Wait, why am I explaining all this to you?
Sorry about that. So what floor is this?
This is the 46th floor. Just go up one more floor, and you'll be at the offices of Master Pokey.
Pokey?
And I am Electra. So if you ever need anything, just look around for me. I am the building's maid.
Seriously, Pokey?
Thanks, Electra. Now we're going to leave before I throw up.
Excuse me, can I help you?
Yeah, we're looking around. So, actually, no, you can't help us.
Oh, help yourself. But be careful walking around. You might startle one of my homies, and they'll put a cap in you.
What you packing?
This is the newest model, the 9mm. You play with guns, kid?
I dabble.
Guys, this door is labeled Pokey Minch. That's my neighbor's name. Maybe they're related.
Just open the door, ass.
Wow! Is that young Ness I see over there?
Whoa! Hey, Mr. Minch. What are you doing here?
I work here! Pokey and I are under Monotoli in terms of power.
Pokey? Pokey is here?
Yes, you're right in front of his door. By the way, I wanted to let you know that I'm sorry for the debt your family is in, but at the same time, let them know it's their fault.
Okay, Mr. Minch.
Please, call me Master Aloysius. Ness!
Pokey?
I can't believe you actually made it this far. Pretty good for a stinky pig's butt. How do you like the place?
It's nice. How did you get to this point?
It's a long story. It involves a beautiful golden statue and knowing who's back to scratch. Unfortunately for you, Ness, you'll never be able to see the rich side of life.
Really? Why? This is Eagle Land, land of opportunity.
Shut up, Ness! Just admit that I'm better than you at everything!
Oh my god, you're loud. Is this your friend?
He used to be my friend. I wonder where things went wrong.
I'm tired of looking at your stupid faces! Samuel! Jackson! Get these losers out of my office!
Get out of here!
Man, he used to be such a cool guy. A fat, cool guy.
Yeah. Where's Jeff?
So that's when I told her, I gotta stay till I die.
Oh yeah, that's some rockin' crap right there.
Wait a minute. Who are you?
I'm Jeff. I was with Ness.
Really? Get out of my office!
Fine, but, you know, you really can't rap.
Jeff, why were you still in there?
Nobody loves me.
Oh, my phone's ringing. Hello? Oh, I gotta open it. Hello?
Hi, can I talk to Jeff?
Oh, it's for you.
I'm not here.
Tony, he's not here right now.
Oh. Well, can you give him a message for me?
Hey, he wants to leave a message.
Tell him no.
Jeff says that you can't leave one.
Oh, no, she's just there.
Quick!
Let's get out of this crazy building.
Sounds like a plan. But, let's take the stairs, just to make sure we don't have to deal with that lady again.
I'll meet you guys there.
Ness, look! The Runaway Fiber playing at that theater over there!
Hey! I know those guys!
Let's go see how they're doing.
One ticket, please!
There's three of us.
Shut up! And walk close behind me!
Can I help you with something?
Trisha?
Oh my god, Paula! How are you doing today?
I'm fine. What are you doing here?
Oh, isn't it awesome? My dad bought the DePaula Theater as an early Christmas present for me.
It's July.
Well, in some cultures, they celebrate Christmas in...
No.
Oh. So, like, what brings you to the big city?
We're here on business. But we saw the Runaway Fiber playing, so we decided to stop by.
Oh yeah, isn't it great? We had them sign a contract that puts them in debt up to their eyeballs! Now I'll hear their music all the time!
Can those guys possibly stay out of debt for one freaking minute?
Oh my god, hi, Ness! You're still looking as hot as usual.
Okay, it's time to go. The show's starting soon. Let's go.
Enjoy the show! Come back and see me sometime!
I'm sure we will.
I was talking to Ness!
There are sure a lot of people in here.
Hey, are you Ness? I was told to let you in. The Runaway Five are expecting you.
Really? Awesome!
Hey, look, everybody! It's our favorite ragtag hero and his girlfriend! And who's your new pal?
Hey, Lucky. This is Jeff.
Hi.
So did you guys come to see the show?
Yeah, we were in town and decided to stop by when we saw the theater. We also heard that you guys are in debt again.
Yeah, the theater owner is a little crazy. Actually, she doesn't know how to handle money since she's 12.
Well, after everything you've done for us, I'm sure we'll figure out something.
I hope so, but hey, man, no worries. At least we're playing to sold-out crowds every night. So you guys go and show the show.
See you later.
Bum 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 b
That was a long episode. Regardless, the Chosen Three have acknowledged the fact that they need to help the Runaway Five. Join us next time when they do just that. Here on Bobby's Arborange. Blah, poop, opium. Opossum, watch out for that squirrel.
Blah, poop, opium, opossum, watch out for that squirrel.
Yeah.
That's the name, and that's not the name of this episode.
You're right, because it's not the name of the episode.
Special thanks to Nicholas Earle for doing the bodyguard.
Yeah, dude.
You wanna come say something?
Say something to the Radio PSI audience.
Say something.
For giving birth to me, the 7 o'clock shuttle bus that took me to class, and these guys for letting me be in the room most of the time. Thank you.
Every single day.
That's so touching.
It is.
Man. He even got all the little people, you know, when he went to that bus driver, and well, maybe it was the bus specifically, but the bus driver, man, it was there, man. Makes me feel good on the inside. Anyway, That was a Five Is a Orange, episode 17.